I think we've all been horrified by the atrocities that IS has committed in both Iraq and Syria over recent months, the way in which they've persecuted Christians, Kurds, Yazidis, and I think it's time that we got involved. We can't stand by and see such evil committed, and we need to act.
Obviously, I think legally we can only sort of take action in Iraq at the moment. I suppose a lot of people are looking at this and going, hang on a minute, isn't it, you know, the invasion in 2001 that sort of caused this issue in the first place?
No, I think it's wrong to blame the invasion. What we've seen is the rise of an extreme brand of Islam that has capitalised upon the chaos that we've seen in Syria. And you know, it is right that we take action. It's right that we take action in Iraq. The Iraqi government has asked us to do that. It's right that we should respond to their request.
Do you think a lot of people now will go, oh, hang on a minute, are we going to see boots on the ground? Or government MPs, you know, obviously you're speaking to your colleagues very much thinking, no, this is airstrikes at the moment and we'll stick with that. There's very much a long-term plan here.
Well, the motion that we're voting on is very clear. It's Iraq only and there's no boots on the ground. You know, I think what we need to do is make sure the coalition that President Obama has built, which includes not just states like Britain and France, but also includes Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and other regional powers. It's those countries nearby who, if there need to be boots on the ground, they need to do it. We need to make sure the Iraqi army is equipped to take on ISIS. So it's their boots on the ground, not ours.
Obviously, we've been hearing about the radicalisation of young British, or some minority of young British Muslims here, and obviously we've had some recently in the Portsmouth area. What are people in your constituency saying to you? Are they concerned about this at all?
Yes, they are, and you know, it is very concerning when you see young people having being brainwashed by very extreme forms of Islam that is encouraging them to commit such atrocities, not just against people from Europe or North America, not just against Christians, but also against fellow Muslims. And there's a complete perversion there of Islamic faith, which is concerning not just to local residents, but to the whole country.
We heard about this. We had an interview with the mother of that young lad from Brighton who got killed yesterday following those US airstrikes, and she was sort of saying this happened so quickly. He was doing his GCSEs and then off he was gone. I mean, how tough is it for both imams in local mosques and schools and just people in the community to realise what is going on? It just seems to happen so fast, doesn't it?
It does seem to happen very quickly, and I think that there's a real responsibility here on imams and local mosques to develop a very strong message that this is not Islam as it is preached in their mosques. It's not Islam as it should be interpreted, that it is an extremist form. And they need to make sure they give young people the tools they need to understand what is Islam and turn them away from this very extreme form that we're seeing that's causing so much harm to communities throughout the Middle East, that's destroying lives and lives of Muslims as well as Christians.